my next door neighbor passed away. And big party hardy guy. In fact, had a Mardi Gras float parked in his garage. I mean, his driveway. And looked for many ways to witness to him and preach to him. And on that day when, I mean, his sand ran out and he wasn't expecting it. And I just happened to see the lights blinking out front and said, woke up my wife. I said, look, it's 5:30 in the morning. They got ambulances and EMS fire trucks. What's going on? So I walk out. And then there's, you know, his daughter and his wife and, you know, they're crying. And so I go over there to try to, you know, find out what's going on. And they tell me. And so they know I'm a, you know, a man of the cloth. And so they say, go on in. We want you to pray over the body. You know, I guess this in their way of thinking is somehow it's going to help their husband and help their father get into heaven. But I go back there once again, having to make that line. Okay, I'm not going to be manipulated by that. I'm not going to do some sort of incantation because they want me to do something because they look like it's religious and it's going to help the family. I don't do that. On the other hand, I want to show my sympathy and my understanding that to the family, I'm trying to give some sort of condolences. So I go there, and sure enough, I mean, they're packing him up, so to say, and they're bringing him out. And so she turns to me and she says, I want you to do the funeral. Okay. And so when time comes for the funeral, a few days later, you know, he's in the casket, and he's decked out for Mardi Gras. That's how they wanted him dressed. And they said, we want people to dress as they remembered him in the different categories of life that he represented. In other words, if he was part of the fire department at the airport, so if you remember him from that perspective, dress in red. But he was also with security, so he was with the police, so dress in blue. And if you're with the Spanish town floats, you know, you dress in pink type of thing. And so, I asked the Lord to give me a word with that. Help them, but at the same time, being a faithful ambassador. And I said, you know, those who get into heaven dress in white. And it has to be purity. And it has to be not just any white. It has to be the whiteness of a perfect righteousness given by King Jesus. Once again, trying to be an ambassador that walks the line to be faithful to the message. And at the same time, trying to help people who are struggling and are sorrowful. I can't compromise the message. You can't compromise the message. No matter how hard and how tough it might be that you have to give somebody. But you can put an arm around them. You can say, you know, I'm willing to be with you to get through this, to get right with God. That's my purpose in being here.
This excerpt was taken from the full sermon, Transformation for Proclamation.